You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome back to Two Nicoles One Podcast. We're on We're on episode 48.
What's that mean? Feeling great.
There you go. There you go. Nicole is feeling great. Yes, that means both Nicoles, one of us. I don't know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know. You'll never know who's feeling great, who's feeling bad, who just farted, you know, because this doesn't come with a smell feature. So That's how it goes. So, Nicole, did you get into any shenanigans this week or forget to pay your taxes or, you know, anything like that?
I dined and dashed a little, ran from the cops, and bought a new spatula.
Oh, all of those are similar.
All right. Well, I did none of that, actually. You know what, though? I was driving. I don't know where I was driving to, but do you know that, like, I think every state has obviously their own lottery system.
Yes.
Okay. So do you know, like, the PA lottery, how, like, that little, is he like a chipmunk or what is he?
He's a groundhog. He's the second most famous groundhog.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what. He's on this billboard and he's standing there in a Hawaiian shirt. And he looks like he's like the ultimate bro. I don't like him. Like, I'm just going to say it. I don't like the PA lottery groundhog. He looks like he goes to cookouts, stands there, and he's like, oh man, I flip a mean burger. Like, do you? I don't like him.
I don't like his voice. He sounds weaselly.
Yeah. Like, he sounds like I just don't like him. He sounds like a know-it-all, and I just don't want to be his friend. And every time I see him on the billboards, I just want to, like, drive really fast so I don't have to look at it.
Yeah. Like, why'd you get in a wreck, or why are we pulling you over? Because I saw that stupid groundhog.
Yeah. What's his name? Like, Stuart?
I don't know.
Does he have a name?
Or maybe, is he Phil, too? I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I just think this town isn't big enough for cheap groundhogs. Gus.
Yeah, it's Gus.
All right. Well, we already got the groundhog for Groundhog's Day and Punxsutawney. We don't need to.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's stupid. Like,
because, like, Punxsutawney Phil, like, he, to me, like, he doesn't seem like a show off.
No.
You know? He has his day and then he goes back in. Gus is over here on commercial billboards wearing Hawaiian shirts. I just don't like him.
Hollywood groundhog.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan. Not a fan. No. So.
Well, it's funny you talk about groundhogs because my dog is, I've talked about him before, Woofy. He is, he's a bit of a scaredy cat. Like, sometimes he'll chase deer and stuff, but he loves chasing groundhogs. There's like a tiny, there's a lot of groundhogs in our yard because we have a couple acres, but there's a baby groundhog around these parts here. And he likes chasing this teeny tiny groundhog, so.
Oh, Woofy, he's in profit.
Friends Woofy back. Agrees with you, but he likes little groundhogs.
Like, not to eat them, right?
No, he just wants to play with them. I think he thinks they're other dogs.
That's cute.
I also think he thinks he's that small, even though, like, he's 14 times the size of them. Like, he thinks, that's me.
And he wants to. I feel like a lot of, like, giant dogs think they're lap dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. Just so funny.
Oh, yeah. Like, he'll lay on you and it's like, oh God, I do not need to wake up with an ache in the morning. Get off of me, you know. How about I lay on you?
He's basically your third. He's like a roommate for you guys.
He is a roommate. Yeah.
Make pay rent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He needs to get a job. The things he does, he needs to get a job.
Yeah. Crazy dog.
He's crazy.
Yeah. So the Olympics are coming to an end here.
Yeah.
By the time this airs, it'll be over.
I mean, how long? Because I forgot when they started. When did the Olympics even, like, how long do they span? Is it a month?
No, it's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
I think it's like 2 weeks.
They've just been talking about it for so long, especially with everything with Sha'Carri Richardson. And then they've been talking about the one transgender weightlifter. I've been talking about her for a very long time, even though that wasn't as big in the news as, like, Sha'Carri Richardson or Simone Biles.
Interesting. I didn't hear anything about that. Well, so there was a transgender weightlifter?
Yeah. She's from New Zealand, first of all.
Okay.
And she did not place very well. So those were some key factors.
Okay, so it's funny you say that, because the whole time I was watching the Olympic lifts, I kept thinking to myself, I wonder what would happen if a transgender entered, because, like, technically, like, your DNA says you're one or the other. So
and that's crazy, because they do actually, and this, it was super controversial, because they still test, like, hormone test you.
Right.
Like, they test the women for testosterone, and there was somebody from South Africa who had abnormally high testosterone levels, who wasn't allowed to compete, and she wasn't taking anything. It was just like, and I don't even know what all it can cause. Just there's kind of a spectrum, and I know PCOS, but it's not the only thing, but PCOS can give you higher testosterone levels.
Right.
And usually they tell people with conditions such as that to just take birth control, and that way they can compete. But this particular woman, I don't remember her name, but she wasn't allowed to compete because of that. But if somebody identifies as transgender, they kind of waive that test. So this person, I don't remember her name, but she competed out of New Zealand, and was, she's pretty, she'd definitely be, I don't know what all the weight categories are, if they do, like, you know how wrestling or boxing have heavyweight?
I mean, yeah.
You would be more familiar because you've done powerlifting, even though it's different than Olympic weightlifting, but it's kind of similar. Different lifts, but like similar concept.
Right.
I don't know if it's heavyweight or if it's just the highest weight. She would have definitely been in the highest weight, but didn't. That's obviously also the most competitive, but didn't. Like, I think missed most of her weight, or most of her lifts.
Interesting. So. I do remember watching some New Zealand people,
yeah.
But brings me to another point here. I feel like some of the countries that were in the Olympics aren't real. I've never heard of some of these.
What countries do you mean?
I don't even remember their names. That's how much I know they weren't real. Like, I think Tzerkizina or something, or Turkestan.
There's like five stands. There's Turkestan, Uzbekistan, Kurdistan.
Those aren't real.
Afghanistan. There's one more stan. Can't believe I can't remember the last stan.
Because they're not
Pakistan.
Real.
Oh my God, it's Pakistan. Yeah, there's five.
I've heard of that one, so that one's probably real.
Yeah,
but
you've heard of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I've heard that. So two of the five are real. So, but they were just saying these random countries, and I'm like, that's not even real. They just picked a country to get into the Olympics.
Yeah, we could start a country.
Yeah, I'm starting one.
Yeah, it's like on Family Guy, Peoria. So, like, we'll be right in the middle. Like, we're inside of the U.S. and we have our own country.
I mean, might as well.
Like, my yard can be a country. We can be, this can be Nicole Land.
Yeah, that sounds great. And there's only two of us in Nicole Land, so we would automatically qualify for any Olympic sport we wanted to.
Yeah. Yes. Speed walking.
Yeah. We should do that.
We should. There's no reason.
Yeah, I walk fast.
I don't know how I feel about the particular uniform. It's very Richard Simmonsy. Like,
oh, I like that.
I mean, I think it's cool on him. I'm not like hating on whoever does it, but I want a different uniform for myself.
It's interesting you say that, because I feel like I see you in the Richard Simmons vibe.
The vibe, yes, but I think I need a different uniform.
Okay.
Like, I think I'd rather, or maybe it's restrict. Maybe that's what they need to move better, you know, because I was thinking maybe like a biker short
restrict you.
But maybe it would be restrictive. Maybe that material on my legs would hold me back and shave, or would add to my time. So maybe I do need the Richard Simmons outfit.
I think it makes sense. And if you add a little bit of glitter,
yeah,
you go faster.
Because rhinestones would probably slow me down.
Correct, just glitter. Glitter's light.
Glitter's light, yeah. Yeah, so yeah. If I did like a fancy little glitter number and I just shimmied down there, they're like, nah.
Maybe it's, a little fringe. Yeah,
a fringe might slow me down. I just, maybe like a nice cool headband and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's options.
Yeah, there's definitely options to look cool.
Yeah. Speaking of places that aren't real, did you know this? I learned this the other day, that Alaska and Hawaii are not on the East Coast.
Did you not know that?
I don't know why. For the longest time, I thought they were like near Florida. They're not.
Ooh. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a fun fact for you. So, Alaska, because most of Alaska is very remote. Like, if somebody lives in the Aleutian Islands.
That's not even a place.
Or like... So if somebody lives in this made-up place or like more remote Alaska, unless they want to like have their baby in the wilderness, a lot of women will live the last month of their pregnancy in either Anchorage or Seattle.
Interesting.
In a hospital in there, yeah.
Interesting.
Especially if they're having complications or something, they will, because there's no like, there's no hospitals out there.
Hmm. That's a fun fact.
So somebody told me, like, what's that? The proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock and our girl Betty White.
Love that movie.
So that was actually filmed in Juneau because Sitka is like the most remote of the Aleutian Islands, and that you have to take a plane like that out to Juneau.
Interesting.
So, yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Alaska's real. Obviously.
You didn't know that it was.
Wasn't exactly sure where it was on the map.
Don't you remember when Sarah Palin was John McCain's running mate and Tina Fey did the whole bit? Like, I could see Russia from my house.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I know where Russia is either.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. Maps are just not my thing. And like, why do I need to know, you know?
Well, remember what I told you about booking a hotel room?
Yes.
Maps are very important when booking a hotel room. So if you don't know the area, always, yeah. And this is from somebody who worked in a hotel and somebody who likes maps. This is like a huge hack. You don't have to know how to read maps to do this. Always click on the map and expand it. Because maps tell, like, because it's the Apple Maps map and it tells you what's around. And from there, you can see if you want to stay at that hotel or not. Because every hotel is going to tell you that it's close to all the good things that don't mean it is.
That's true. That is true.
Because I can't tell you how many times, like, I've checked somebody into a hotel and they're like, oh, this isn't close to this. And it's like, look at the freaking map, buddy.
True.
Don't take it out on me.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. So I guess maps are important. Maybe one day I'll add them to my expertise, but yes. Probably not.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say, because when I was in 11th grade, we had to, like, write down, like, label a map of the Middle East.
I'm sure I had to do that, too.
I just don't remember it.
I don't remember that. I do remember a continent thing. Actually, you had to label the entire United States, too.
In
maybe I didn't
grade.
Do well on that test. Yeah, it's possible I didn't do well on that test.
Well, so my sister is the same way, but her teacher just, like, gave them, in fourth grade, just gave them popcorn and colored. Like, they literally didn't do anything in fourth grade. So she doesn't know where anything is.
Hmm.
Like, if she went on a road trip across the United States, she would not, like, don't let her drive because she's going to be thinking she's in California. I mean, she knows where California is. She knows where, Washington is. She knows where, like, the big kind of... But you took her through, like, the Midwest.
Yeah, I know the basics. You know, California, Maine, Florida, New York, Texas. Yeah,
you have to know kind of that stuff. A lot of people, especially where you live, like, people around here know, like, the East Coast states. Here's the easy one. Vermont is a V. New Hampshire's the upside down. Because those people get things confused. Yeah. Oh, I could go on for days about this.
Map points. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I like maps.
Clearly.
Maps. That was a song by the Yeah. About 15 years ago. You're welcome.
Well, now that we bored everyone with map talk. It's either maps or bathrooms that you'll find here on Two Nicole's One Podcast.
Did you say you were in a dirty bathroom?
No, I wasn't. I'm just saying that's what it's about on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Bathrooms and maps. Yeah. Or my dog getting into your bathroom.
True. Or Starbucks. which I'm just going to throw this out because it happened today. So I went to there before my hair appointment this morning, and I went in there and my drink wasn't ready. So I was just standing there, mm-hmm. and then they call Nicole, but I look at it and I'm like, that can't be mine. So I go over and it is my drink, but they, this happened to me twice this mm-hmm. week where they're shaking my espresso. My drink does not say shaken espresso. So why are you shaking it? Yeah. And the thing is, like, it's not a big deal. Like, it still tastes the same. So whatever. So I'm not going to like complain about it, but like still like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, that's
doesn't
weird.
Say that. Yeah. So learn to read for one. And then, so she gives me the drink and, you know, I asked for my little 2% on the side and I go pour a little bit in and I tasted it and I'm like, oh God, what is this? It tasted like she literally poured the entire bottle of vanilla syrup in the thing. And I only get one pump. It was so bad. Like, it was so bad. So I walked over and I was like, this is not my drink. I was like, and also it shouldn't have been shaken. Like, I just got sassy because I was like, I don't know why you shook it. You put a bottle of vanilla in here. I'm upset. Fix it. I didn't say it like that, but it in my head, it came across like that. So she fixes it, gives me back, and it was great. So I was a few minutes late to my hair appointment, but I let my girl know why. And then she told me that she was at the same Starbucks that morning, this morning, and she ordered a breakfast sandwich for her breakfast. And she got there and they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't make it. So what's the point of a mobile order? She had to still stand there.
Is that the Starbucks by your house?
Sure is.
I don't know where they get those people, but I went in there one time and yeah. I got a croissant and they like, I always get it warmed. And I was waiting for 15 minutes for them to warm it because everybody was telling, this one guy came in and everybody stopped what they were doing to talk to this guy.
Oh no.
Like, and it wasn't anything important. It was like, oh yeah, the last time I bought a car, and it's like, oh my God.
That one, they don't staff very well. No. They find them off the street and they're just like, you know what? I bet you look good in a green apron back here.
Oh, okay. This is the size aprons we have in stock. Oh, you're a medium? Okay. Come on in. You're hired.
Have you ever worked before? No? Oh, no problem.
Thank God. Yeah. Found another animal to.
Do you care about customer service? No? Well, great. You're hired.
I know. Because it's like, you know, I was talking to our friend Jessica one day about this. I talked to a lot of people about this, but specifically I was thinking, you know, what happened to like, because I've done plenty of customer service jobs, sales jobs, all kind of stuff. What happened to like, say you're doing a job like Starbucks or even like McDonald's, whatever it is, waitressing, yeah. It's all the same concept. You greet the customer and sometimes you see customers coming in and you're like, oh my God, I hate that hog of a woman or I hate this guy. He's an asshole. But you like, you see the customer and you're like, hey, how are you? And you just greet the customer, you hurry up, you serve him. You go in the back and you're like, I hate that son of a bitch. I'm going to stab him in the throat the next time I see him. And this is what you do in the back. That's what the back's for. You get it all out. Maybe you go out back, smoke a cigarette. You come back out. Hey, how are you? That is what you do in customer service.
I mean, it's 100% true.
It might not be healthy, but that is how you do the job.
Right. You talk about them in the back and then you go out, you put your best face on and you go out. I've always said that I have a customer service voice.
Yes.
Because
it goes like, up a couple octaves.
Yeah. Like I'm not like that person. And like, especially when like over COVID before I got laid off from that, my other job, I would be on the phone at home and I'd hang up and I'm like, oh wow, I'm friendly, but I'm not that friendly.
No.
I'm just like my customer service voice. And then like, obviously like Dan doesn't work with me like at a normal job. So like he never heard my customer service voice. But like, wow, she's polite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially,
hey, I'm the grandkids.
Oh my God, how are you? Especially when somebody is making you bad and you start getting like kind of passive aggressive, but you still got to rein it in. And you're just like, it smiles like up in your eyebrows and then your eyebrows are up and it's just like me and my sister both get like that, like our eyebrows get up real high and she's kind of funny to watch because she just makes a bunch of crap up and it's like you are lying to these people. But I mean that's what you have to do. And then you go in the back and you cuss and you let it out and then you just
go about your day.
Yeah, that's how it works. That is the customer service model.
Sure is. Some we should make videos for that.
Yeah, no, I like we could totally train people. And I don't understand. It's pretty easy to catch on. It gets frustrating. It definitely does. But that's why you have to work out or smoke cigarettes. Pick one. It has to be one of the two. Or do both. Like heavy deadlifts while having a cigarette hang out of your mouth. I don't know. But usually people pick one of those vices.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah.
Crazy.
That's kind of how it works. It's a rough life.
Yeah. That's really all I got this week. What's happened with you? Anything?
Well, I mean, I did mention my dog. I just think I got to bring up some of the stuff he does because he's crazy. I'm not used to a dog of this size or a dog that hairy for that matter. Like I mentioned before, he's a German Shepherd. So they have like the double coat. It's really long fur. And he's large. He is a little on the chunky side, but he's like 130 pounds. So he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And I mentioned before that he can get in the bathroom because we have the flat knob, or the flat handle, not the knob. So, you know, we've been keeping the toilet seat closed so he doesn't take a drink. Although he has the dew claw. So it's like he has thumbs. So I wouldn't be surprised if he could open up the toilet seat.
But as if he just goes in and just flushes the toilet.
I hope he doesn't do that too much. He'll be racking up our water bill. He's going to have to get a job and pay the water bill.
Well, if you notice the water bill's high, you're going to know he's in there just flushing toilets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I honestly, like, he's probably outside watering the plants. That's what he needs to do. He needs to do things, like, to take care of the house. Like, he goes in there now, and since the seat's down all the time, he goes in and snatches stuff off the counter. And I mean, it's nothing too crazy. Like he grabbed the toothpaste the other day. He wasn't making a mess with it, but he just runs around the house with it. Like, what does he need to do that for?
I mean, maybe he just wants you to brush his teeth.
Yeah. He likes, you know, it's funny you say that though, because he really likes his like grannies, you know, like to him, that's like a nice treat. So maybe he does want his teeth brushed.
What's he doing right now?
Right now he's downstairs.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. He waits for daddy and...
Yeah.
Because he plays with him. I did let him outside today. I was afraid to let him off the leash, but I let him off the leash, and he was out bullying groundhogs.
What happens if he's downstairs making eggs?
We do have a kitchen downstairs, so that is actually in the field of probability. He could be down there doing that. I wouldn't.
Oh, what happens if he has his own podcast? What happens if he's downstairs recording a podcast?
Well, I try to keep this door shut. So this door in my office is an actual knob. So I don't think he can open it, but maybe he will. So I try to keep this door shut because I don't want him recording a podcast because I'll be upset if he does better than us.
Yeah, he probably would do better than us.
He'd be like,
Oh, man, so funny. Telling about his groundhog.
Yeah.
He'd have all the dogs on the street listening. Then you'd have all these dogs that come over because he's a celebrity. House gets messy. Yeah, it's just not good. Well, if you don't record a podcast,
he'll be partying and he'll like think he's living the high life. And it's like, no, you need to get back to your roots. You're a dog and you sniff butts, okay?
He'll probably like try to recreate that one picture of the dog smoking cigarettes playing poker.
Yes.
That's probably what he does.
Oh my God, if I walked in on that, I'd be ticked off. I'd be like, don't do this in my house.
Yeah. Or
buy your own place if you're gonna act like this.
Take it outside. Take it outside.
He's a little turkey. He thinks he is. He thinks he's like a little tiny baby bunny or something, but he's cute, so we'll keep him.
Yeah.
The one thing I hope Woofie doesn't do, have you ever heard of Blippi?
Blippi?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
You don't have kids, neither do I. But so I think it was my sister telling me this. So there's this, I guess he's like does real silly videos and stuff, like small children. Like toddlers and stuff really like this Blippi guy. So she's telling me about Blippi. And apparently he kind of got famous off of YouTube. And one of his YouTube videos, do you remember? Okay, so it's kind of weird. Like the Harlem Shake was big in the 90s and it was like a dance. Then it became big like around 2012, I think. It was just kind of a weird kind of DJ thing, like everybody was like still and then did movements or whatever.
No.
Kind of went crazy. So the, okay. but there was Harlem Shake thing, whatever. And people made all kind of random videos. It was like a
viral. Okay, yes. I remember now.
Well, this Blippi guy, like, he did a Harlem Shake video and was pooping on his friend's either back or chest. Just taking a crap on video.
Okay.
So he paid, paid big money, like, all kind of lawyers to get rid of this video. But you can still, like, kind of find it, whatever. Isn't that crazy? Like, he's doing children's videos now.
That's kind of creepy.
That did make me think, like, aren't all children's, specific children's entertainers, like, not like, like, if it's somebody that is a kid, like JoJo Siwa or the Mickey Mouse Club, like, they're kids, so they're going to entertain kids because they're not, children aren't really, they're entertaining to adults in a certain way, but, like, JoJo Siwa doesn't entertain me. I'm too old for her singing and her rainbow nonsense. But any adult that's, like, out there entertaining kids is a freaking weirdo and or pervert.
You ever see the Wiggles?
Yes. What do you think? Like, I'm sure their history's screwed up.
Yeah, like, they're all kind of weird. There was, like, all that stuff about Steve from Blue's Clues and Barney. Yes. I mean, he's no saint.
Or even mall Santas. We talk about mall Santas all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's weird. Like, it's almost like, be a teacher. That's less creepy.
But there's also people that get into teaching for the same reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying everybody does, but I'm saying there are
people that do that.
Yeah,
that
some people do just like kids and want to, you know, teach them and make them smart or whatever. But, like, I think there's a lot of perverts and weirdos.
That is true.
And what would possess somebody to, one, want to poop on their friend? Two, who would let somebody, like, if you tried to poop on me, that would be your last day.
I'm right there with you.
And then number three, film it.
And yep, not only people are weird.
And no, it's great. Not only wanting it filmed, but, like, who's going to be the one filming it? Like, if I saw that going on, I would, like, go for the state line or the country. I might be in Canada.
Yeah, it's just, I think people have a weird sense of humor and a weird idea of what can make them famous. And it worked for this guy. Not the right way. I wouldn't want to be telling my grandkids, well, I was famous for getting pooped on.
Yeah. Like, oh, if you were the guy that were pooped on, like, that is just, that's so, like, humiliating. I can't even think of anything worse. Oh yeah, I was pooped on.
Yeah.
Like, people are disgusting.
It could have, well, you know, it could be worse. You could be the two girls from the Two Girls One Cup video.
I mean, where are they at now?
I don't know.
Just
where are they?
Still pooping or whatever? I don't even know what all. I ain't watching that video. That's disgusting.
On VH1, they used to do Where Are They Now videos.
Yeah.
VH1 should do that for them.
Maybe we should start producing things about people that were in, like, sick videos. Or just did weird, like, really weird things. People that have, like, really weird jobs.
Those and, like, do you ever watch, like, Wild and Crazy Kids or, like, Double Dare when you're younger?
Yes.
Well, I always kind of, there's sometimes, like, there's people on there that I'm like, man, they're really, like, athletic on, like, Global Guts. Where are they now? Are they famous? Well, or are they just regular old Joes?
And also, like, maybe they are still really athletic, or maybe they're, like, on My 600-Pound Life now.
Yeah, like, I'd like to know, whatever happened. You've just won Global Guts. What do you do? What did you do in the next 20 years?
I always wanted to do Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Same.
Yes.
So it was, like, a huge goal of mine to do this. And this is, like, years ago when I worked at Bob Evans when I was in college. This girl starts working there, and she said she had moved up to Pittsburgh because her dad still lives in Pittsburgh, but she was from Florida. And we're talking about, or her mom lived in Florida. So we're talking about, like, all the old game shows and stuff. And she's like, yeah, she's like, I was on the show Legend of the Hidden Temple. I'm like, no, you weren't. So she's like, yes, I was. So she goes, I promise you can find my episode. So I searched YouTube to find this. I thought she was lying. 100%. She was on Legends of the Hidden Temple. I was so jealous. She didn't win, but she was still on.
That's insane. That would be so fun. I always wanted to do, like, obstacle courses like that. Like, that would be so cool. Like, we should do that.
Yeah.
Like, a friend's
they should bring them back.
Obstacle course. other, like, and not necessarily one of those outdoor, like, zip lining things, but, like, the indoor, like, stuff like that. I think that would be fun.
So we should enter Ninja Warrior is what you're saying. I don't think I'm quite ready for that. I'm more of like, I'm probably on the Legends of the Hidden Temple level. Although I will say, those like creepy guys that come out and like grab you, the...
Yes.
Don't touch me. I'll punch you.
Yeah, I would know. I would get defensive too.
Yeah.
Just like as a... you know how I am. Like, I'm not going to be manhandled like that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? You want my medal? I'm going to kick you in the face.
Well, not even that. Like, you have stuff around. Like, you could hit somebody with something.
Oh, yeah. Take a totem pole and knock them out.
That's what I would do. Because, like, you just have in your head, like, I'm not a big person. And some guy's coming out to grab me. You're getting hit with a piece of metal. You know, it's also, not.
He's wearing, like, a loincloth.
Yeah. I mean,
they're wearing, like, nothing. I'll just pull that down and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now he's embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you were going to get me?
Got you.
Oh, girl.
So funny.
It's crazy, crazy. So that's what we need to do. We need to get on a game show.
Well, yeah, because Supermarket Sweep doesn't seem to want to catch us. That's cool. No big deal.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
We don't want to be on it anyway. No worries.
Not that we wouldn't be the best competitors of all time, but...
Yeah, you just miss an opportunity, Supermarket Sweep.
Tripping.
Crazy.
You know what I read the other day?
Cat in the Hat?
No, I was actually... I saw this on Twitter. So you remember Clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. I already forgot about it.
I know. I pretty much forgot about it when I read this. So I was, for a while, I was, like, kind of obsessed with Clubhouse, like, when it was newer and then kind of got old. But apparently, this is funny to me, but it's not funny. Apparently, the Taliban is having meetups on Clubhouse.
Okay.
And, I mean, the thing with Clubhouse is those are, like, I think they're public rooms. So, like, I think, and the reason they know is, like, journalists are joining these rooms. But the problem with that is, because I had, like, I was kind of curious. I was like, maybe I'll join a room. But.
Join the Taliban?
No, not join the Taliban. Don't put that out there. No, just to hear what they're saying, even though I can't speak Arabic. But they know who you are. You're a mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh.
All for me not to speak Arabic and not know what the hell's going on.
Use Google Translate.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have myself on mute and I'd out myself and look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But, you know, isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
Well, and that's what they said, like, you know, it's weird. Like, you hear about these groups and then they fall off and you don't know what they're doing, or maybe they're just not reporting on it or whatever. But, like, people were joining, like, straight up white people that look like me were joining ISIS because of, like, Facebook and stuff. Like, how stupid is that?
People are just stupid. Yeah. Social media has made people dumber than ever.
Than rocks. It's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody likes me, so I'm going to join a terrorist organization. Ugh. Like, oh my God. That. Join a book club.
Yeah, they're much safer.
I don't know.
This is, like, weird, like, just thinking about, like, joining, like, a terrorist thing. I had this, like, dream last night.
That you joined a terrorist organization.
No, but it was, like, me and you were, like, on the run for something. It was really weird. Like, that I don't really understand what's happening, but people were shooting at us, and we were hiding behind this, like, giant, like, Escalade. And I kept, but the thing is, like, I kept waking up because it felt real, and I was, like, scared. And then I'd fall back asleep and end up in that same dream again. So, like, typically that doesn't happen, but so then in the next part of the dream, like, me and you were trying to get away, and there was, like, a bunch of, like, these, like, mobster guys that were, like, out to get us. It was all because are you ready for this? We were, I guess, holding this, like, singing dog for hostage. I have no idea. And then our friend Jess was randomly there, and Sarah, Brandon's fiance, was there too. And she was our getaway driver in this, like, tiny little, like, orange Jeep. It was very weird. I woke up super confused and scared. I don't really know what was happening. But
that sounds really realistic. Although I think Sarah wouldn't be a good getaway driver. She'd be laughing too hard. I think we'd have to get Jen. Jen would be a good getaway driver.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Jen, Jen wouldn't have a problem running anybody over, I don't think. So we need somebody like that to get away drop.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where she was in the dream, but we could have used her. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
Let us get attacked by mobsters. She was probably sitting in the Escalade.
She was.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say that was probably my Escalade and everybody was jealous. So
no, we were prepared to holding a singing dog hostage. So.
I mean, if there was a singing dog somewhere, that would be very realistic.
Yeah, I just don't know. But you know what? It was the dog that I've seen before. Okay. So, which is also weird. It was a very bizarre dream.
That is bizarre. Although I will say the stupidest thing I ever heard is having an orange vehicle as our getaway car. We need something a little more inconspicuous.
Yeah. Maybe Sarah should get a new car.
Yeah.
We don't have an orange car, but she did in my dream and it was gross. Yeah, so get a new car, Sarah.
That is pretty gross. Yeah. Don't try to use an orange vehicle as a getaway. Like, why not just wear a neon sign? Hey, come get me.
The Nicoles are in here.
Yeah.
With a giant arrow blinking.
Black to hide away. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird dream.
But I mean, hey, whatever. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Make sure you follow us not on Clubhouse, because we don't get on there anymore.
We do not.
We get on Instagram.
Where all the cool kids are.
Yeah.
Follow us at 2Nicoles1Peanut.
Is that the dog's name?
Peanut?
Yeah. The dog.
Wait.
The singing dog?
His name's Peanut?
Is it?
You were there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was there.
I don't think I know his name. It wasn't really said.
Okay.
Too much gunshots at us.
Too much gunshots, yeah. Yeah. Sounds like your typical day in Nicole's life.
Clearly. Yeah. You know. Leave us a review.
5 stars.
Or else. We should just leave it as or else because it sounds more intimidating. Yeah. We're not going to tell them what would happen. It's just or else.
Yes.
Yeah. Or else.
Or else. You know the kind of things we get into. So.
Yeah. Obviously we're in shootouts. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly we're not scared of anything. We'll come get you in my Escalade.
Seriously. In our orange getaway car.
Oh, our clown vehicle.
Yeah, clearly.
All right, guys, we will see you tomorrow.
Breck Wiki.
With Roger.
I was going to say Stan. Stan or Roger, you never know. Yeah, one of them will be there.
Which one of the guys it'll be.
You'll find out.
All right, we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.